And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 16th of January, 2025. January 16th is National Quinoa Day. A known superfood, quinoa is full of dietary fiber and proteins. It is being considered as a solution for world hunger and lauded for its potential to support people who cultivate it. Quinoa has been cultivated for thousands of years by the Andean people. This grain was cultivated on the high-altitude plains of the Andes. The Incas were among the first to domesticate the quinoa plant. In an area where few crops could survive, quinoa grew easily. A particularly resilient plant, quinoa can survive drought, hail, high salinity, wind, and frost, which is a good thing in a place like the Andes. The quinoa boom began once the Bolivian government started exporting it to the U.S. Gradually, the processing of quinoa improved, making it more profitable and widely accessible. As its health benefits were explored, it was discovered that quinoa was packed with vitamins, protein, and fiber. As a result, it was touted as a superfood by nutritionists and health professionals, which increased its popularity all the more. As quinoa became popular in the early 2000s, the prices paid to farmers doubled. Quinoa is considered a complete protein, meaning it contains all 9 essential amino acids. Try enjoying quinoa as a breakfast cereal, in a grain bowl, or as a substitute for pasta, rice, or couscous. You can also add quinoa to your soups, stews, or salads. Look online for delicious recipes like vegan one-pot Mexican quinoa or vegan lemon garlic Mediterranean quinoa. The publication of Defining Critical Animal Studies, an Intersectional Social Justice Approach for Liberation, edited by Kim Socha, Atsuko Matsuoka, Anthony Nocella, and John Sorensen, was on this day in 2014. This is the first book to define the philosophical and practical parameters of critical animal studies. Rooted in anarchist perspectives that oppose all systems of domination and authoritarianism, this book both challenges the anthropocentrism and presents animal liberation as a social justice movement that intersects with other movements for positive change. Written by a collection of internationally respected scholar activists, each chapter expands upon the theory and practice underlying the total liberation approach, the roles of academics and activists, and the 10 principles of critical animal studies. With apolitical animal studies and exploitative animal research dominating higher education, this book offers a timely counter-narrative that demands the liberation of all oppressed beings and the environment. The Defund Meat Conference is going on today in Heidelberg, Germany. This interdisciplinary conference seeks to move the meat question from the margins into the spotlight of the ongoing debates on sustainability, climate change, food security, and public health. We seek to understand better the impacts of meat production and consumption on humans, animals, and the environment, to scrutinize traditional regulatory approaches, and to envision the future shape and instruments of a transformative meat governance. Learn more at animalrightscalendar.org. And here's a prayer for today for our dear animal friends in labs by Yugen Doshin Yamada. Today, let us send all of our merit, past, present, and future, to all our dear animal friends tested on and vivisected in laboratories and classrooms. May all suffering and the causes of suffering to our dear animal friends in labs be forever ceased. May all the obstacles on the path to liberation to our dear animal friends in labs be removed. May our dear animal friends in labs be filled with love and compassion. May their suffering end immediately right here and now through me. May they quickly experience happiness, safety, freedom, and animal liberation. A prayer for our dear animal friends in labs by Yugen Doshin Yamada. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that every day is the right day to bring comfort to those who are suffering.